This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to your Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Yes, Morgan, it's a pleasure to have you here. How's it out? Anybody got the sun? I'm pretty socked in over here.
I haven't put my head outside to sniff the air.
You know what I was thinking about this morning? Not that I'm going to do it because the timing is already off for us, but this setup I'm using, I could totally walk down to the beach from here and I mean, I'd have to carry this mic, which would be, you know,
weird, but doable. Weird.
To walk down the street. But anyway, it's just it's such a weird thing that we're completely working off of an iPhone right now. Or I am, I should say. You're not.
And it sounds great. I mean, you're using the same hookup back at the station, but the fact that your iPhone is the medium between you it's actually very impressive, I think.
Yeah,
it sounds clean and
like
not
good old days. Maybe you can be man on the street for a day or two. You know, get out there with a mask on.
Oh, let's check with legal first before we do anything like that. Can't have anyone on the air that doesn't know they're on the air. You can't just walk up to a stranger and ask them something. Right. You got to jump through this hoop, that hoop, and the other hoop. Whenever you hear,
we don't want no trouble.
Yeah,
no,
whenever you hear phone calls where someone doesn't know they're on, that's made up. Those are actors, people. Don't believe it.
Oh, you just ruined it for half of the radio stations.
Good, because they, you know, come up with something else. How about have an opinion about something?
Canned bits. Oh, man.
Canned
Sarah,
bits.
They worked so hard on that yesterday.
They didn't work hard on it. Some prep service sent it to them.
Anyway.
It's time for celebrity trash.
All right.
Some prep service sent me this. It's brought to you by Feed America. Oakland Unified School District is serving free student meals this new school year. The district is providing nutritious foods while campuses are closed. Grab-and-go meal service happens Mondays and Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and there are 22 different locations, so students in all OUSD preschools, K-12, young adult program can get some food. It's important. You know, might not be a priority for you. Maybe you've got your food, but someone else might be counting on that. So get information at OUSD.org/COVID-19 student meals. And if that's too much of a mouthful, hit the RadioAlice.com page and there's information on there as well. We're going to start with babies. Oh, babies.
Yeah, the tease really threw me The babies and what do 69s have anything to do with babies?
Well, they don't. In fact, that's one way to not have a baby. But that wasn't, believe me, kind of sexy. It's not as sexy as you think.
Sarah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll be here all week. And hopefully next week, too, and the week after that. I don't know, though. I can't tell the future.
For those of you who don't know, this is not canned and not prepared.
No.
That was the best joke of the week, really.
Oh,
very well done. That was excellent.
So
wow. All right.
I'm just trying to help the people, Vinny. We don't need more babies.
Off the cuff.
Or unless you do need a baby, and then you can move your hips with intention and get in the family way. Thank you. Katy Perry has officially given birth.
Oh, good.
Baby, start the fireworks. They named their it's actually a cute name. It's not, you know, Zelda Bar A212917. It's Daisy Dove Bloom. Adorable. Oh.
Very cute.
Very. I don't have like a birth weight and everything. Maybe that's out there if you search for it. But they had their baby, Orlando Bloom. I don't think they're married, right? Have they officially married? But they've been on and off for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Katie and Orlando shared the news. We're floating with love and wonder from the safe and healthy arrival of our daughter, they said in a statement. So the baby was born, looks like yesterday. They told everybody right away. She is a first-time mom, and she Orlando Bloom has a 9-year-old son named Flynn with his ex-hottie wife, Miranda Kerr. So an older brother and his first little sister. So congratulations to them. Yeah, February of 2019. But, they took a couple years apart, or maybe a year or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it definitely seemed like they had some pretty long breaks in there, but could not stay away from each other. And in the end, they're tied together forever by having a baby. Ouch. Excuse me. First day in the new chair, I guess. I don't know. Hurt myself.
You have a new chair?
No, I don't have a new chair. I just don't know why that happened, and I'm grasping at straws to explain it.
All right.
I don't know how I could hurt myself. I feel pretty well padded. Anyway, 69. As in Tekashi. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Right. This guy. All I can say is if I dressed the way he did, you'd take one look at me and go, cool. So he, I don't know if you can play the Instagram video. There's some N-words in there. And then there's, because he's wicked cool. And there's also
playing the video. I was just planning.
I just thought Vinny might like to see that outfit. I mean, what a dashing getup. Am I wrong?
Here, let me pull it up. I'll pull it up.
Let Vinny have a look at this.
I won't play the audio right now just because, you know.
Sure, go ahead.
The reason why.
I don't know if this is a good idea. He actually seems scared. He's going down kind of an alleyway. Okay, so there's the outfit, Vin. I don't know if you can make that out, but oh my God.
I see it.
Just cool screams from my lips as I see his. It's a orange and yellow, way too big for him sweatshirt with a slash. It's color blocking, so it's. There's a slash down the front diagonally, and one side is yellow, one side's orange. And then on the opposite sides, he's got an orange and a yellow sneaker. Oh, my God, he's so cool.
You're not including the word neon, which needs to be included.
Yes, you're right. Very 80s style, very 80s beachwear style. That is cool. So I don't know if it's a good idea, but he is trolling his old gang associates with the title of his new album, Tattletales. It's coming out September 4th, so yay, we get to listen to that next Friday. He pleaded guilty in February of 2019 to racketeering, firearm possession, drug trafficking charges. He was supposed to get a ton of jail time, and then he went, oh, you know what I'll do? I'll tell everyone everything I know about all these other guys, because they kind of tricked me into being in this gang anyway. Turns out I don't have any street cred, as evidenced by this outfit I have on, but because I knew these guys, I was able to... Then they started using me and taking all my money. It was weird. So he announced the new album in this Instagram video. He's out and about in an alley, peeking through fences to make sure no one's there to kill him. Do you have any of the audio ready to go? Let's hear
this. Yeah, here it is.
Just landed in Chicago and all that. Y'all got a huge announcement for y'all. I'm dropping the album September 4th. Tattletales, the album.
I think the killers, the hitters, so
September 4th. Y'all listen, September 4th, the album. The album's coming. Let's pay respect to all the fallen soldiers.
He takes it down a notch because he's being too loud. He starts looking around himself, and he peeks through a knot hole in a fence. He's like, oh, I think the hitters. The killers are coming. I'm going to take it down just a little bit. The hitters. I can't.
You know, anyway, September he's 4th. Probably going to sell. He's already had hits. I thought this was not going to happen for him again, but it does seem like he has an audience no matter what he does. So. Watch it end up being number one or two or at least five,
I'm sure it will be. And I actually think a huge part of this is people are like, I got to buy the last album before he gets offed. I mean, he's not people's favorite in the world of actual street cred. He turned on them and a lot of people got in trouble because of the stuff he said. So good luck
to you.
His
last song, Gooba, was a big hit. This one right here. I'm
cool. So yeah. I will give him a suggestion if I could, as kind of an older lady who knows how to disguise herself to blend in.
kind of an older lady.
The orange and yellow neon outfit, really eye-catching. Not to mention your rainbow hair, etc. I don't know. I'm thinking hat, glasses, fake mustache, gray sweatshirt, pair of jeans. I just, if you want to live. Although I'm sure as the minute he was done taping that, he immediately jumped in the back of a van, changed into, clothes to disguise himself. And I just don't believe he's that brave. But what do I know? I didn't get to this yesterday. In fact, I made you choose a different story. But I did want to mention Steve Earle is a country star, and he's got a son by the name of Justin Townes Earle, who is a musician in his own right. The guy was 38 years old, and he passed away. We found this out, I think, Monday or Tuesday, that he had died. And it came out that he had had a long struggle with addiction. He was a junkie for many years, and on and off as those things go. The probable cause of death is an overdose. He's got, I believe, a wife and child, and he had secreted himself away, and I guess a wellness check was called for, and he'd been dead at least 24 hours. So it's terribly tragic because, for every addict that pulls themselves out of it and goes on to have a normal, productive life, there are five that don't. Whether they overdose or they've just completely ruined their life to the point where there's no going back. So I'm very sorry to report that. Justin Townes Earle, cause of death, likely drug overdose, according to the police.
Well put.
I want to mention this because I absolutely love that first record from Alanis Morissette. I'm not alone. I get it. Tons of people love Jagged Little Pill. And You Ought to Know, I think it's a great song. It's so angry and just raw. I love it. It's also Goodrick's favorite song to play on bass, so I get to sing it a lot, And Tommy Igo gets behind the drums. And, oh, man, it's like those are the moments I live for. So anyway, she's reimagined this thing. Oh, this is the original. Crank this up. Oh, that sounds... It's not fair to deny me. I think because it goes from you to the station and then to us, it sounds thin to me, but hopefully the listeners are hearing it in its fullness. She has reimagined this. Spotify does this thing called Spotify Singles, and usually it's a band that does a favorite cover of theirs, and they reimagine it and they put it up there, and it's just another thing, Spotify uses to get people to join them. So... they usually take one song of their own, reimagine that, and then one song, a cover, and put their own spin on that. She's done two of her own tracks. The first one is Reasons I Drink, which is the lead single from that record she just dropped maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's actually pretty recent. It's called Such Pretty Forks. And it's a pretty faithful rendition of it, but it's stripped down. And it's driven by an acoustic guitar. And then she took her classic, You Ought to Know, and I haven't heard this yet, so Brittany, I assume you have this ready to go here. I can't wait to hear what it sounds like. Here we go.
All right, here it
is. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, just slow down.
That is great. Yeah, just like heavy piano. And, they just did a stage show of, it's called Jagged Little Pill, and they wrote a story around the songs from that first record. That feels like that could be a stage show type of song, doesn't it? I wonder if that's where she either got the inspiration or if that's what that is. Anyway... Spotify is where you can find both of those reimagined songs. So,
do you remember how many hits came off that first album? Was that like five hits deep?
Have to be five, at least five. But most people, those were the days when you would buy an album and you'd listen to the whole thing. Like, right. I mean, how many people have put that on and listened to it until it wore out and they had to get another copy? Yeah, that was, I mean, just what a groundbreaking album. That's a beautiful, I think that's a really nice rendition of it. I think that's great. There was a picture of her, too. You were talking earlier about you fell down a hole through a gallery of what stars look like now and mm-hmm. sort of as female stars are aging. There was a picture of her on the story that I clicked on this morning for this. And she does not appear to have had much done, and she looks great. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. You don't gotta. You can. And I think if that will make you feel better, maybe you even should. But you don't have to. She's all little wrinkles around her eyes, and she looks like a person who is happy, and you can see that she gets when she smiles. Those are where the lines are. And I thought, wow, way to... Maybe she does get stuff done. Maybe she looks amazing because of that.
You
but
know,
she certainly didn't stretch out her eye wrinkles.
On the on that note, that whole thing that I clicked through that I finally had to turn off because it was just I couldn't get to the end of it, and it was there were a lot of female celebrities that you know then and now, mm-hmm. and first of all, the amount of beauty from the youth is beyond belief. Like how many and each one I clicked on, I went like, oh yeah, her. So there were a lot of them on there, but there were definitely women who did not get work done and still look incredible. They just, yeah, they're wrinkled,
just
but they still
it,
look
man.
Great.
You can't get, you who know? Cares? It's just a number.
And some of those surgeries are also, unfortunately, in my opinion, they don't look great.
No.
I think that surgery can look absolutely like...
Like someone
puppet.
Wrecked your face. You got your face
yeah.
jacked.
You look like a puppet.
So I'm looking at the picture of Alanis right now, and maybe we can put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, or I'll send you the original. Or maybe I did already. But anyway, she's definitely still dying her hair. The hair doesn't look supernatural, but everything else, she just, I don't know, she's glowing. She looks great. Anyway, that's it for the trash. Vincent, what do you got coming up for us?
Before I tease you, one of the ladies I was thinking of, Ally McGraw. Do you remember
her?
Oh,
sure. Absolutely.
She hasn't had work done and looks incredible. She's got wrinkles, but still right. looks great. But anyway, on to what's coming up in the news. And I do have a lot of stuff, so let me try and tell you some of the things. Your commute. How attraction age changes with age. A new dating app. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.